Well, God is so good.
Yes, He is. Amen.
All the time.
God's constantly trying to bring you from one place to another place. You don't see a lot of families where they have the heritage that our family does, where one generation gets to see the other generation hand it down, and they still get to be just a part. And I feel blessed, and I hope that you feel blessed. And you know what? Who's sick in here? Anybody got a little sickness going on? I know I do. I thought about having somebody else preach, but you know what? Lord said, look here. You got to show yourself to be able to do this job. You get up there and you preach just like everything's fine. So look here, that's what's going to happen. But I want to loose healing in this place right here today and now. And so if you're sick, if you don't feel good, if you got a sickness of the soul or just a sickness in your body, if you'll stand, I'm going to loose the power of healing. Look here, your pastor ain't been out carousing, cussing out folks. That's why when I pray, I believe that God will heal them. Because see, I've been trying to live a pure life where when I pray, something will happen. Because see, my life lines up to what the Word of God tells me to do. Amen. And so if you need that healing power, I want you to raise your hands. Why? Because see, you got to be proactive in your life. You can't just expect somebody to do it for you. See, I can't praise God for you. I can't receive that healing power for you. You got to receive that on your own. God, in Jesus' name, God, I loose the power of healing all over these people right now in Jesus' name. God, I speak a healing inside of their body. God, I speak a healing inside of their souls. God, I speak a healing, just a restoration, God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that they walk out of here, God, and they feel every bit whole in Jesus' name, God, and we call it done. Praise the Lord. You can be seated. You know, I've been through a lot of things in the past 2 years, and this past year has been the hardest year of my life. But you know what? Through every adversity, God's trying to show you something. Through everything that you're going through, God's got something. Man, look here. You will look back on every tragedy of your life. You'll look back at every rough patch of your life, and you'll say that was the best part because it made me who I am. And I've been through some things, and what I've learned, I'm going to teach you today. I want to talk to you today about love, harmony, and hope. Because see, they all go together. They all go together. I have not been the most loving person in my life. I have not been the most helpful person in my life. And I surely have not lived in harmony many years of my life. I like to argue with folks and bicker. Look here, that's my husband going, uh-huh. Look, that part of me ain't saved yet, I don't guess. Dad goes, did you see so-and-so? We was eating. I said, yeah, I saw him. He goes, well, ain't you going to say hi? I said, no. No. Why? Man, I'm still hung up on what they did to us 20 years ago. And he looked at me like, God, Kelly, get a hold of yourself. I said, Daddy, I don't think that part of me's saved yet, but I'm trying to get it saved. Look here, can you keep it real with yourself? Because if you can't, look here, you're walking in a state of denial. If you can't say, I got a problem with that and I know I need to fix it. You can't do that. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to keep being unhappy. Why? Because, see, God wants to bless you and you're holding Him up. God wants to touch you and you're holding it up. Why? Because you're stubborn. Because you think you know more than He does. You don't know more than He does. He wants to bless you. Let's go to Romans chapter 12. We're going to read verses 9 through 18. And I've learned something this year about loving folks. See, when you grow up in the ministry and you see a lot of stuff, you see people at their worst, you get very cynical and hateful. And that's where I've been most of my life, very cynical and very hateful. God will do something with people that can admit they got an issue. God's taken me to a place this year where, look here, He's taken some of my most favorite people and He's made me to love them unconditionally. When I used to say, I love people unconditionally before, Lori, I was full of it. We think we love unconditionally till they kick us off. Praise Jesus. Now look here, sister on the back row, she's keeping that real. Can you keep it real? Do you love somebody when they're really pulling one over on you? See, it's difficult. It sounds good on Sunday morning, but when we live it out, most of us ain't living that out. That's why we got problems. Verse 9 says this, love must be sincere. It's not that it needs to be. It's not that it's better if it is. It must. It's a must. There's things that you can get away with. Oh, you know, this ain't one of them things, Sonia. It must be. It must be. Why? Because when you really love somebody, that person will probably push you more than anything else because you love them so much. Love must be sincere, because when the chips get down, if it ain't, you're going to do some damage to that person when they tick you off. You ever go too far with your mouth? Amen. Let me just give you an illustration. Man, I got family members. They irritate me. Here's what I used to do with them, Brother Mike. Now, Shelley can agree to this. I used to talk to Shelly horrible. I thought that was helping Shelly. That wasn't helping her. And then I would sit in the church. Here's what I'd do. Where's Shelly? She didn't come after I gave her that tongue thrashing? See, that's what happens. I wouldn't preach about this if this stuff did not happen. I'll preach out of it my own life, because if I preach out of anybody else's life, they're going to get offended. I don't have to offend you. I'll tell it out of my own life because it's not going to offend me. Look here. Every single time, angel, that God gets me up here and he gets me to speak truth about my own life, every single word of truth that comes out of my mouth about myself, Brother Mike, I'm getting more free as the day is long. Why? Because I'm getting it out of my soul. See, God don't want that filth up in you. You got a problem with your mouth, honey? Welcome to the rest of the world, because everybody else is too, but they just got a denial issue. Now I'm going to push you this morning to step out of that denial, to shut your pie hole and just get real with the living God, because see, God wants to bless you beyond all measure, but he's got to get that mouth lining up with the word of God, because if not, you're causing damage to your own self. That's the issue. When you get your mouth going, you're only hurting yourself. See, because it says out of your mouth with the same judgment that you speak on somebody else, it's turning around and it's coming back at you. See, look here, I'm your pastor. I don't want judgment coming on you. How do I get the judgment not to come on you? To get you to never speak it out of your mouth. If I can get us to just control our tongue. Love must be sincere. It's a must. Look here, if I could let us all just get away with it being like a half-stitch effort, that'd be great. It just ain't going to be that way. It's got to be a must. It's got to be sincere. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Look here. Somebody showing out. Somebody acting a certain way. You see Jesus, he said, Satan, you get behind me. He didn't call that person's name. He said, Satan. See, he identified that it was the devil inside of that person showing out and not that actual person. A lot of times we have an issue realizing that, and we hold it personal to people, and we hold a grudge, and those grudges fester away at us. Love's got to be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another. Be devoted to one another. Amen. Why are we talking about this? Because look here, God's getting us ready to have the best year. 2020 is your year. 2020, Heather, is your year. It's our year. There's some things that will, God wants them to be spot on. Spot on. Why? Because he wants his blessing to be spot on. See, there's God's good will, and then there's God's perfect will. How many want the perfect will? I do. I prefer not to get in there and start messing crap up. Yeah, I said crap. It never works good when you get in there and mess it up. There's things that's got to be spot on. This is one of them. You want somebody to come to know God. You want somebody to get in there and get with it. Love them. Love them when they are unlovable. When you want to open your mouth and give them a good tongue thrashing, don't. Do not do that. Let that go. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. And honor one another above yourselves. See, honor somebody above yourself. Honor someone above yourself. See, look here. We all like to look good. I mean, right? We all want to look good. We all want to look like we're nice folks. Right? I ain't getting no amens on that. I must be the only one that cares about that. That's okay. Look here, I'll take it. But look here, you don't got to honor yourself because first of all, God will honor you. And second of all, if you'll be devoted with your brothers and sisters in the Lord and not backbite, look here, they're going to honor you. God's going to honor you. True promotion comes from God. True honor comes from God. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. And this is the thing that I love. This is on the walls of one of my favorite eateries, Roma's. I'm giving them a free commercial right here in my sermon. But they got it going on. You know why? Because they got good Italian food, and they got Bible verses on their walls. Look here. When I go somewhere, I want to see God's Word. Why? Because if I'm slipping up that day, it's going to get me to acting right. And they got this verse, and it says here, be joyful in hope. Be joyful in hope. Be patient in affliction, and be faithful in prayer. I've done been through some stuff this year, Dale. And look here, you know what I've learned more than anything else? I've learned how to keep a handle on my mouth, and I've learned how to be patient in affliction. I'm the most impatient person that I know. When I know I'm going to McDonald's, I start getting anxiety just over the thought of having to maybe wait in the drive-thru. Why? Because I'm impatient. I don't like waiting. And somehow I have created a mini version of that in Carson Paul, and he's even worse than I am. I'll tell him, we're going to go get a Happy Meal after school today, and I'm taking him to school at 7:30, and he's already griping about the possibility of waiting in line at 3:30. Look here, when you teach your kids, make sure you're teaching them the very best version of you because you stuck with what you make. You got to get with Jesus and you got to say, Jesus, what are we trying to make here? Because at the end of the day, when somebody really knows who they are as a parent, they know that ain't their kid. That's God's kid. You best teach them what God wants you to teach them. Because if not, you'll bear the harvest of that all your life. That's what we do with our children. We set ourselves up either for a disaster or for a harvest of good, honor, glory. See, there's not a better glory to see that your children are doing well. There's no better thing in life to see that your kids are prospering and in health. And it says here, share with God's people who are in need and practice hospitality. Look here, if you've got a closet full of coats, and you see somebody up in here and they cold, I want you to get in your closet and I want you to find one of your favorite coats and I want you to bring it to church and I want you to give it to them. Why? Because look here, God has given you the ability to be a giver. God has given you the ability to bless someone. We got to wake up in the next year in 2020, Keisha. We've got to wake up and hear the voice of God because He's going to be talking to you. He's going to say, Keisha, you
wake up today and you glorify me to the very best of your ability. Why? Because see, he wants to work and move through you. He wants to work and move through us. We got to stop hearing the voice of Satan getting us up in here and getting us all willy wonky, irritated with this, that, and the other. And we just got to be able to hear God very clearly. Because when we can hear him clearly, Mike, we're spot on. He'll tell us, you go here. You'll go there. Bam, there's a blessing. We can't afford all these bad days that we're having. There's people that fall in the balance every day. Man, there's sometimes I really want to show out. Something happens to you when you become a pastor because you start really evaluating, is it really worth it? Because look here, I don't like to be chastised. I don't like to be corrected. I'd rather just, God, you just show me, get my dumb head where I can hear it, and I'll try to do it. Because look here, I don't want God to have to deal with me. I just want him to bless me. I want him to help me. I want when I get up in the middle of a bind, I want to be able to pray and get straight through to him. That don't happen by accident. That don't happen by getting yourself out there and shaking the pastor's hand three times and singing four of the songs. That's not how that happens, folks. It happens by living your life in a type of way that God knows exactly who you are. And when you call on him, he knows you. He knows your voice. He knows the sound of your voice. And he says, oh, that's my kid calling. I'm there. God's got a year for people in this room right here under the sound of my voice that God wants to bless you. He's just telling you this morning, get some things fixed, spot on. When you love somebody, you love them sincerely. You stop making that a conditional thing and you just go with how I've loved you. How have I forgiven you? Forgive them that way. Let it go. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Bless and do not curse. Look here. What I should have done the other day is just got up and moseyed on over to that table where they was eating their biscuits and gravy and said, hey, I'm all grown up now. How are you? What I actually did was went to the bathroom and gave him a good head nod, and that was it. I don't even remember why I don't care for them. I just knew they did something to our family, and I didn't like it. See, some of us don't even know why we have the problem. We just have it because we just adopted it. We're not even sure what. Well, let me tell you something. A lot can be said about Brother Angelo, but one thing he does very well, he forgives very well. He got his butt up there. I'm half his age. He got himself up. Whatever they did to our family, I guarantee you it was worse to him than it was to me because I was a kid back then. And he just looked, how are y'all doing? Man, you're looking good. That's what people want to hear. They want to hear after 30 years, they still looking all right. He said, you're looking great. God bless you. I'm over here going, that part of me just ain't saved, Daddy. And God said, Kelly, look here. You're going to have to quit that. You really want that to be the thing in between your breakthrough? And me? No. I'm going to try to say hi to him next time. Now, I'm not going to promise. Because some days I wake up on the wrong side of the bed. But I'm just telling you how it is. You think you're going to hear a lot of people tell you all their terrible faults? No. Like I said, I like to be free and I like to live free. How I keep myself straight and in recovery is I get up here and I'll just tell it exactly like it is. Why? Because when I do that, other people can say, you know what, I got that problem. If she can admit it, I can admit it. If she can admit it and quit it, so can I. You can't quit something if you don't recognize it's there.
Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Live in harmony with one another. Live in harmony with one another. You will not get anywhere in the kingdom of God being in disharmony with folks. Look here. It don't matter if you agree with every single thing that they're doing. Now, I preach it myself. Glory be to Jesus. Why? Because I'm the worst one. When I don't agree with what somebody's doing, I like to just, Look here. God ain't pleased with that. You want to have a spot on year? Look here. I'm believing God for some things. Man, this coming year, Gina, I'm going to do everything that I can do to keep it in between the lines because there's some things bigger than big at stake, and I want to make sure that I don't slow them down and mess them up. Now, when I'm telling you to live in harmony, I'm looking at myself, and I'm telling myself to live in harmony with some folks. It don't matter if I agree because, look here, I'm not the smartest person that I know. My husband is. He is. He's the smartest person I know. I mean, and he married me, so. Now, he nailed it. Nailed it. Spot on. He wakes up every day and he thinks that thought, ooh, nailed it.
Hallelujah.
Look here. You want to be with somebody that's going to love you in the good and the bad. Amen. That man this year has seen me at my absolute worst. Gina, he's seen me when I couldn't get out of bed for 3 and 4 days because the spirit of depression had come over me so bad that I couldn't even move. Look here. That man has reached over in the middle of the night and he's prayed for me. Amen?
Amen.
You want to fight your battle? You better make sure that you're with somebody that God said yes to. That's what being in love is about. It ain't all this Hallmark stuff y'all been watching. Jeremy always says, we know some real psychotic people on Facebook, and that's where we get all of our free entertainment. And he goes, man, this is how them snap shows start out, this stuff right here. He said, we need to unfriend them. And I'm going, no. We are not unfriending them. There goes all of our free entertainment. We're keeping them. God's got a good year for you. Live in harmony. Live in harmony. Stop making hills out of moles. Or moles out of, well, however they say that saying that's older than I. Mole hills out of mountains. Mountains out of molehills. Blah, blah, blah. Can't even hear myself, so we're just like a shooting darts in the dark. Don't make something out of nothing. We do that. Christians are the worst people. Christians are the most petty people I know. The real religious ones, they're worse. Oh, my God. They showed up in breeches with holes in them. Satan worshipers. Look here, Sister Keisha, stand up, sister. I ain't messed up about it. Look here. You're going to come to this church, and if you don't feel accepted, then there's a problem. There's a problem. We're going to live in harmony better than we ever have this year. Why? Because see, God wants to see you blessed. God wants to see you to be such a blessing. You can reach out and you can change somebody else's life because you've been able to be a blessing. Because he's prospered you. And you know what? It's not just enough to be able to pay your own electric bill. It's better when you can help somebody else pay theirs. See, God wants to bless people and not even put a limit on it. But when we live in an unharmony position, God can't bless that. When we are judging folks, God can't bless that. You have to give God something that he can bless. Because we're giving him something every single day.
It's either something he can bless or something he's not going to bless. You're choosing every day. Give him something he can bless. Live in harmony. Love on folks. Man, when you know that they're talking bad about you, they kicked you off 20 years ago and your kids don't even like them. Go up to them at the breakfast table, tell them what's up, and tell them they look great. Why? Because that's God's will. I don't like God's will all the time. Sometimes it goes against every grain in my body. Because I don't like to forgive folks. Why? Because I like to bicker with people. Yes, I do. I don't like that. I'm better when I'm just loving on people. I'm more effective when I can just love on them. God will answer more of my prayers when I just love on them. God will go to my family when I can't if I'll stop judging them and just give them to him and love on them. See, a lot of times we can do this with people, but we can't even do it for our own. A lot of times we can do that for other people, but we can't even do it for our own. Praise God for the truth. Don't tell me how saved you are. I want to hear how much you can love your family when they're slipping up. Amen? Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you. See, how much of it depends on you? How much of it depends on you? As far as it concerns you, live at peace. Live at peace. What you got to do is you got to say, God, in this factor, in this equation, how much of this just is depending on me? Most of it. Most of it. Most of it. A soft answer is going to turn away some wrath. Most of the situation, Keisha, depends on us to just be at peace. To just be at peace. That's why the devil is always trying to steal your peace. Because if he can steal your peace, he can steal your mouth. Oh, yes, he can. And yes, he does. But as far as it depends on you, see, there's something depending on us, and it's whether, how's this situation going to go? Well, see, what are you going to do? Don't sit there and wonder about the situation. Wonder about yourself. Don't wonder if God can handle it. Yes, he can. Can you handle it? Can you handle it when it looks like it's going very bad? Man, I had some people I really loved this year, and I did give them tongue thrashing. And I had to call somebody that I dearly love, and I just had to vent. I don't know what's wrong with this person. I have said everything under the sun, and it's just not working. That person goes, have you tried just loving on them? No. No. Mm-mm. They're doing something I don't agree with. We put too much weight on what we don't agree with. Look here. You're agreeing with does not amount to a hill of beans in the whole situation. I said, what do you mean, just love on them? They're doing wrong. I don't want to love on them. That ain't going to do nothing. I just want to beat them right over the head. He said, just love on them. I was on my way to Boonville. That got all over me. Started driving. I was mulling that over in my spirit. Lord, was that you? Telling that person to just tell me to love on them. That doesn't sound like something you would say, God. Ew. Are you sure? I mean, show me a sign. Because I don't know if I agree with that theory.
Man, by the time I made it to Boonville, I was in stitches. I was just crying and weeping, and the spirit of love just came all up over me. And God said, Kelly, it don't matter with what you agree with. It don't matter what your little feelings got hurt. See, it don't matter you're disappointed. None of that matters. You tell that person that you love them no matter what they do, no matter where they go. There will never be a place they can go that you don't love them. When you can love them like that, you better watch out. Why? Because, see, God will move heaven and hell together to get to them. God will move everything out of the way. And he'll send his angels to go to that person and to ingratiate them with the love of God so bad, see, that they have a yearning in their soul to make things right. We think a little bashing over the head, no. That is not going to do it. Live in some harmony. Love on people. Love on them. Don't hold what they've done against them. Part of me is up here thinking, God, I'm a hypocrite. I'm not sure I can live up to this preaching. Look here, I'm going to have to get the CD. I'm going to have to stream this a few dozen times. But I tried it once this year and it worked. Okay? I'm kidding. That's the part where we're supposed to laugh. I tried it a couple times, actually. It worked out spectacular. And as far as it depends on you, live at peace. How much of it depends on you? Don't repay anyone evil for evil. Why? Because God says, vengeance is mine. I'll repay. Why does he say he'll repay? Because if we repaid everybody that we thought needed repaying, we would be paying some people stuff they don't deserve.
That's right.
Why? Because we don't know it all.
Right.
We don't know every part about that person. That's why God does not give us the authority to pay people back entirely. Because look here, we would get that wrong more than we'd ever get it right. And he'd say, vengeance is truly mine. Because I know who needs a paying and who don't. And look here, God does not like to chastise his children. He would prefer to bless them. Why do you think on the cross Jesus looked over at the person that had screwed up their entire life and said, today, you'll be with me in paradise because you got it right at the very last part of your life. Look here, it don't matter if somebody spends all their youth screwing up. Is that God's good and perfect will? No. The end is still the same. It matters how you finish something. It matters how you finish it. You want God to do some things for you in this next year? You just try loving on somebody. You try living in harmony. When you have the opportunity to just really give it to somebody, just hold it back. Hold it back. Because see, you don't know entirely what you're dealing with. None of us do. None of us know entirely what we're doing. Everything in life is connected. That's what I've learned. Everything has some type of connection. You want somebody to minister to your family? You minister to somebody else's family and you watch God will minister to yours. You got to plant seeds all along the way. And the harvest is coming. There's just some things that's got to be spot on. Romans chapter 14, verse 13. And it says, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind. Some of us just got to make up our mind today. Make your mind up. You're going to be different. Make your mind up. You're going to handle things differently. Make your mind up that when you have the opportunity to curse something or a situation, that you decide that you're going to bless it instead. Make your mind up. Why? Because, see, God has done made his mind up about how he wants this next year to go for you. But it's not just up to God. God does not get his way all the time. Why? Because we have a free will. We have a free will to do what we want to do.
God's not going to just get you by the head and make you do something. Look here, you got a free will for a purpose. Because look here, at the end of the day, Brother Mike, what I want to know is who's with me and who ain't. I don't want to make somebody be with me, because eventually when I do that, they're going to not be with me. See, are you on the Lord's side or are you just on another side? See, I've had a year where I've seen, I've had people that I thought were with me, they were not with me. I've had people where I thought they are not with me, and they have been with me. Been a very eye-opening experience. I thought I really knew a lot. This year has shown me I really don't. But it's shown me a lot about how much God knows. Make your mind up. Make your mind up. See, a lot of us are so wishy-washy that we ain't made our mind up about hardly nothing, because we're just flying life by the seat of our pants. God don't want you to do that. He wants you to know what you want to do and then do it. He wants you to know, look here, when Kelly sees somebody at the grapevine that she don't like and she's not even sure why she don't like them, he just wants to know that I'm going to go up to them and be nice to them no matter what. God don't know that about me. Why? Because I'm not in that place. I need to be there. Now, I can stand up and tell my faults all day long, but do you even know yours? See, I know mine. God has been revealing them to me. A lot this year. And you know what? I'm just taking it. I'm taking it like a man. Why? Because I want all of God's knowledge that I can get. God, you don't like this about me. It's not pleasing to you. Help me to do better. God, I even caught myself praying this prayer. God, that person I ain't been willing to forgive for 2 years, please put them across my path, because I need to repent. I don't have the guts enough to just call them up out of the clear blue yet. Just put them along my path, God, and I want to repent to them. God, help me to do better. God, give me a second chance. See, God will give you as many chances as you need, but why go through all those years of needing all those chances? Just get it right. Get it right. Make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in your brother's way. Sometimes we want something for people so bad, and we'll put a little kink in the chain that God has to work around, because we stepped out of line. We stepped out of line. Don't be a stumbling block. A lot of us do that unknowingly because we open our mouth. We speak out of turn. We judge. We walk in unforgiveness. Make up your mind that you're not doing that. Why? Because, see, God wants to do some things that you've been waiting on, and they're dependent on you. In areas of your life where you haven't gotten it right, you haven't been able to get it right, you haven't been able to hold that judgmental thinking back, you haven't been able to shut your mouth, God's saying, Kelly, you tell them. This is their year, but here's what it's going to take. Here's what it's going to take. They need to be spot on with some of this. You want to see people come in here that you know? There's people in this, their names are written on these chairs. And we can pray God stir them all day long, but see, what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about that? Well, when people walk through here, we need to start practicing how we're going to accept those people. Man, 2 years ago, I used to get my buggy at Walmart. I used to practice smiling at people I didn't like. And then I told Dad, we need to practice this because we both have terrible faces, like we're mad at everybody all the time. So you smile and get your buggy,
I'm going to smile and get my buggy, and we're going to go get this bread and everything else that we're needing, okay? But that's how it goes. Sometimes we got to practice doing some things that we're not good at. Why? So we can get better at them. Practice will make perfect at that. You'll be so proud of yourself the next time you have an opportunity to open your mouth and you don't. Let me tell you something. You're going to think that an absolute miracle occurred, and it did. It did. I've done that a couple times this year. I've just shut up a couple times. I have shut up when I wanted to say something so bad. And after that, I felt like, oh my God, I got to do this more often. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling like I could go run a marathon. Till I walk down the stairs and I'm like, nope, can't do that. We'll get there, Lord. Romans chapter 15. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. It doesn't take a genius to spot somebody that's weaker in something than you. It takes a genius to bear with them. Amen. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak. Why? Because we're going to help them to be stronger. How did you get strong? Didn't happen on an accident. Didn't happen on an accident. It took somebody loving on you. Took somebody not being judgmental to you. It's going to take the same thing, and you're going to have to be that person that somebody else was to you. That God was to you. We who are strong, we ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Stop trying to live your life pleasing yourself. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good, to build him up. Try to build somebody else. See, you're constantly working on your stuff and what concerns you. Take a minute out of that. Go over here and try to build someone else. Build someone. Help them. Build them up. Why? Because look here, when the trials of their life come, they need to be built up. To build him up, for even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. And that's how Christ took life. Those who bless you, I'm going to bless them. Those who curse you, I'm going to curse them. Those who insult you, they're insulting me. Not because we're perfect, but because he's with us. God doesn't do this stuff for us because we got everything right. He did it because he's with us no matter what. He doesn't have a condition on what he's going to be doing good for us, Keisha. God doesn't love us that way. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And may the God who gives endurance, see, God gives you endurance. When you're going through life's battles and you feel like I cannot go on not one more minute, God, I can't take not one more day. See, God will give you an endurance like you've never had before. And when you got that thing, man, God will make you stand when everything is going wrong. He'll give you the ability to stand up when you want to crumble. God knows when you're at your weakest point. And Keisha, when we're at our weakest, he is at his strongest, because wherever we are in lack, he comes and he meets us right in that spot. See, there's an overlap there. See, you weak in this place, God's going to make up the difference. You feel like you can't stand in that battle? You tired? You weary? You stressed? God's right there. He's there to make up the difference. Can you make up some difference in anybody else's life? Can you make it up? See, and may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves. A spirit of unity. A spirit of unity. Man, Sally Sue is down at the Donut Palace that they're fixing to open up talking about one of your brothers and sisters in the Lord.
You don't be talking with Sally Sue about that. Amen? That ain't being in unity. The devil likes to get you eating teas and crumpets with a gossip, and before you know it, you gossiping. Before you know it, you sowing bad seeds. Don't sow them bad seeds. Don't do that. Realize what the devil's trying to do. He's trying to get you to miss out on one of your blessings. Don't you sow them bad seeds. He's like, look here, Sally Sue, I'm getting my order to go. Okay? We see you later, girl. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ and accept one another. Accept them. Accept them right where they're at. Right where someone's at, accept them right there in that place. Don't make them feel like they have to be such and such to get your acceptance. No, they need your acceptance right now. They don't need it in a week. They need it today. They need to know that you accept them today. Why? Because today is probably the day that they're going to make their mind up. Well, who am I going to be? Am I going to be a child of God? Am I going to still live in the world? What am I going to do? See, they need one person to accept them no matter what. Can you be that? That's the question. Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. See, Christ accepted us because it was going to praise God. When you can just accept somebody, man, you're glorifying God. You're praising God because it's the very essence of who He is, acceptance, no matter what, unconditional love, no matter what. When they mess up for the millionth time, you're right there. You're going to help them. You're going to bear with them. Why? Because we trust in God that one day they're going to get it right. How many times did we mess up before we got it right? Look here, some of us are overachievers. We'll push that pocket as far as it'll go. Everybody has a day where God just steps in and they make that decision they're going to live better. Amen. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth to confirm the promises made to the patriarchs so that the Gentiles may glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing hymns to your name. Again it says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to him, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him. And may the God of hope fill you with all joy. See, may the God of all hope fill you with all joy. Some of you in here, you've lost some hope for some stuff because your bubble done got busted too many times about the situation. God's here to restore hope. God's here to tell you, hey, it don't matter what the situation looks like. It don't matter that you was told no. It don't matter that it looks really bad. See, I'm here to restore some hope today. I'm here to restore some things to you that you thought were long gone. God is in the restoration business. That's the number one business that he's in. Restoration and reconciliation. That's what he's into, man. And if he can get us to be in that same business, we're going to make something of ourselves. We're going to make something of some other people, because then we're truly acting like we are God's hands and feet. When we can just accept people, accept them. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope. God wants you to overflow with some hope about some stuff. Where the devil has tried to squelch it out, make it look like it ain't happening, make it look like it can't happen, God wants there to be some hope where you have lost hope. God wants to give you a peace where you've lost your peace. God wants to give you a love for somebody where you've just lost it for them, where you've written them off. See, he wants it to overflow in your life. So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace
as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. See, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Holy Spirit this stuff happens. It's not by an accident. It's not an act of nature. It's not an act of whatever. It's not a coincidence. There are no coincidences. There's divine appointments. There's divine situations. God wants to put you in the right place at the right time. How does he do that? He gets you to acting more and more like him. When you're doing that, you're going to hear him more than you can hear him, more than you've ever been able to hear him before. And when he can get you to hear his voice, he's going to say, now you go here. And there's a blessing waiting when you get there. You go to church when you don't feel good. Why? Because I'm going to send your loved one in there that day. See, if the story was just about us, that would be one thing, but it's not. The buck don't stop with you. It just gets started with you. Now this morning, God wants to fill you with hope, joy, and peace because he wants it to overflow in you. There needs to be an overflowing where there's been a lack. Some of us lost our joy. Some of us lost our peace. That's okay. God wants to give it back to you. He wants to restore it. If there's anybody in here and you say, I need that joy, I've lost my joy. I need that peace, I've lost my peace. I need that hope, I've lost my hope. I need it to overflow in my life because right now I don't even have any. If you'll come up here, Pastor Jerry and me and I, we're going to pray for you. We're going to lay our hands on you. We're going to believe that God is stepping into your life right now and he's making it better. He's putting a hope in us where we didn't have a hope. See, if that's you, make your way up here. God wants to move. God wants to minister to you. God wants to give you a hope in here today. Because look here, it's not over. It's not over. You've written some things off and God's saying, hey, don't write that off. Write it back in. Write it back in. Write it back in because, see, I'm not done with that. I'm not done with that situation. It looks like, look here, it looks like it is, but I'm not done with it. I'm just going to lay my hands on you. You place that thing in your heart because look here, I don't have to know it. God knows it. God, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you, Lord, that you're putting a hope. God, that you're restoring right now in Jesus' name. God, that they're overflowing, God, with your peace. God, I thank you, God, that the things that we've written off, God, the things that we think that's not even worth messing with, God, you've done made a way, God, where there was no way. God, you've helped us when nobody else could help us. God, you've touched the part of our life where, God, we needed a touch from only you. God, only you would put that in us, God. And, Lord, I thank you, God, the things that we've written off, God, you've written them back in. God, you've not taken your hand off of them, God, in Jesus' name. God, in Jesus' name. Jeremy, if you'll be faithful. Jeremy, if you'll be faithful. I'm telling you this because I love you. If you'll be faithful, God's stepping in. It's going to take some work on your part. God, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for Stacy. God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord, God, for stepping in, God, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord, for some peace in some areas of her life, in Jesus' name, God. I thank you, Lord, for all the things that you're doing, God. They're good, Lord God. They're your will, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, that the blessing is coming in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for Mama Kay. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're writing some stuff back into her life, God, that you're helping her. God, you're putting a peace, God, where she's had an unrest. God, that you're putting hope where she's lost hope. And God, I thank you that it's overflowing in her life, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, for Danielle, God, I thank you that you're helping her. God, I thank you for the new life that you've got. Lord, I thank you, God, for the provision, God, and the hope, God, and the restoration in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for it. God, we call it forth. And God, for Angel, God, I ask right now, God, in Jesus' name,
God, I thank you, God, for every single thing that you have for her. God, you're just getting started. God, I ask for you to restore everything that the devil has stolen in Jesus' name. I speak to the north, God, and I speak to the east and the south and the west, and I tell it to let go of her blessings right now, God. And I thank you that the blessing of God is coming out right now in Jesus' name. God, you're not holding back. God, there's a restoration, God, that you're going to give her, but God, there's also a breakthrough of things she hasn't even seen in Jesus' name. And I call them forth, God, and I thank you for them, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Is there anybody else that needs anything else from your pastors? Has it been good to be in the house of the Lord? Well, then stand to your feet. God has got an awesome year for you. I want you to place it in your heart what you need from Him. Place in your heart, God, nobody else could do this, but God, you can. And God, I know that you can. And God, when you do it, I'm going to glorify you. Lift your hands up. Why? Because, see, God wants to bless you with holy hands lifted up. That's how He can do that. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you, God, for every child of God in your house today. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're blessing them beyond measure. God, that you're giving them favor, God, where they haven't had it. God, you're giving them breakthrough where there's been a hold up. God, you're giving them a peace where there's been disruption. God, that family member that they're concerned about, God, you have them. God, you haven't taken your hand off of them. God, I thank you for perfect divine health in Jesus' name. And God, I speak to the finances of every member in this church. I tell them to come up in Jesus' name in this Christmas season. Supernatural breakthrough, God, in Jesus' name, amen.